Hello and welcome to the first episode of Meet the Julian Chichester Family. Today we are going straight to the extended family and are joined by the wonderful Elliot, who works out our factory in Vietnam, and he is the Julian Chichester and Mr. Brown, our sister company in the States, production and development manager. Now, Elliot is a young, bright, new kid on the block who joined us back in 2018. And since joining the team, he is such a valuable member of the family, bringing new, fresh ideas, working with Julian day in, day out. So without further ado, I give you Elliot.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so you are now live, Elliot.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. You must be thinking, I am so busy, Jodie, I would rather be doing anything else right now.
No, very, very happy to do this for you.
Thank you so, so much. Okay, so let's get cracking. I've just given a brief intro whilst you weren't on the line. So, Elliot, in 60 seconds-ish, tell us your journey of where you are now, how you got to us.
Okay, the short of how I ended up here in Vietnam. So I'm an expat kid. I grew up in Hong Kong. I then went on to university in New York, where I studied product design at Parsons. After graduating, I moved back to London, where I ended up meeting Julian. And at that point in time, Julian didn't have a position for me, but his business partner, Richard, did. Having grown up in Hong Kong, it wasn't so much of a stretch for me to see myself working out in Vietnam. Came out here, was amazed by what I saw and loved the country itself. I ended up working for Richard doing managing contract work for hotel fit outs and stuff like that. And then after about a year, I moved over to doing designs for Julian and have kind of migrated across to fully working full time for Julian, helping him design the product ranges for Julian Chichester and Mr. Brown. So that is how I got where I am now.
That sounds like Julian to me, getting in there on the sly side. When you're sort of putting design ideas together, whether that be by yourself, with Julian, whether it's to do with Mr. Brown, I know it's very much a pooled idea. What would you say are the core values to consider right at the very beginning of the design process?
What are the core values when designing? I think it's always the balance of form and function. A piece of furniture has always got to serve its purpose, but I guess the more decorative you go, you've always got to still make sure that it is still going to work for whatever purpose it is. So that balance is always playing out, and you know, especially doing artistic finishes and stuff like that, making sure they're fit to purpose. So I think it's definitely those two.
And I guess that leads us nicely on to the next question, which is kind of leading onto it, but that's, I guess, the first building block. What other building blocks are there for a design, and what comes first, materials, design, or both? And how would you go about designing, for example, a chair?
I would say it's dependent on what the inspiration is. Sometimes the material or finish is the main point of interest, and forming a design that works with it comes second. Other times, you have the form in mind and you have to work out the materials that are going to bring that to life.
And how do you decide what materials to use as a collective? Say with Julian, who, as we all know, loves the mixed media, but also for you personally, when you're designing yourself.
I think with Julian's work, the material is very much driven by the desired result. And I guess it's the same for me. Julian especially has a very strong idea what he's looking for in a finish. So we have to go through a development stage where we're testing different materials and finishing processes until we get to the desired result where Julian's happy and we know it's going to work in production. I think our BOW finish, the bleached oak, is a prime example of that. I think Julian had been going after that desired look for a long time, and it took a lot of development where we were looking at kind of finishing chemicals, and then not only that, looking at the sourcing of the wood so we could get consistency with that finish. It's something that takes time, and yeah, definitely driven by the end result and kind of what the envisioned look is, and working out how to manipulate the materials and finish process to get that.
With that in mind, what part of the process excites you most? I mean, for me personally, the excitement in the warehouse when a new design arrives is like the best thing ever. I can't wait to get in the crates. I'm running around with drills. I drive the warehouse crazy. But for you, is it something as simple as seeing the finishes that Mr. Twan has done? Is it seeing it on paper? Is it seeing it CAD? Is it seeing it on the floor, whether that's in the London showroom or High Point? Is it the prototype?
Development is probably the most fun. To work on new product and see it come to life is what the job's all about. It's why I went into design and what I really love to do. I also love to see our custom pieces. We have our curated pieces that may be in our catalog or seen in showrooms, but it's always interesting to see how customers envision their version of our product. It's fun for me also to try and make sure we can deliver that to them.
Well, that leads me on nicely to the next one, which is obviously your most favorite part of your role is looking after us. And what I mean by that for those listeners is that you are responsible for making our clients' ideas, sketches, and sometimes they are incredibly vague, as part of our custom/bespoke service. What do you find most challenging/difficult about this? And also, what's the most gratifying, the best thing about it?
The difficult part, I would say, is trying to ensure the customer gets exactly what they want, to minimize compromise. And the gratifying part is having happy customers, getting as close to as what they envisioned as possible. And as I said previously, it's fun for me always to see reinterpreted versions of our existing products.
I mean, I totally agree with that. I love bespoke. Throughout the 15 years I've been with Julian, I've spent the best part of that time pushing the custom and bespoke service. And I just love that. You know, we become, I get not institutionalized, but I think we become so part of this JC world that when you see other people's ideas of your furniture, it's similar to magazine editorial where JC has quite a look, which we all love and adore, but then you see it completely out of context in a loft apartment or in a country retreat or, you know, a Californian white brick house, and I do love that about custom bespoke. So we are very much on the same page with that one. Elliot, you're an absolute superstar. From me and all the team, thank you so much for everything you do. If we don't say anything, which we probably don't.
Thank you guys.
You are fabulous. Thank you so much, Elliot.
Cheers, Jodie. Thank you.